This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Anyone who wants to delve into Irish history and culture should check out the University of Cincinnati Archives and Rare Books Library's new website featuring its Rare Irish Literature Collection. UC Rare Books Library Head Archivist Kevin Grace and UC student Melissa Shermer, who put the site together, are here to give us a pre-St. Patrick's Day primer on all things Irish. And Kevin, good to see you, and good to see you, Melissa.
Thank you for having us.
Hi.
How extensive is UC's Irish literature collection?
Actually, it's pretty extensive because we really cover materials from the 18th century up to the present, and it's very heavy in drama, in poetry, in fiction, and in history. So it was time to put all this together in some concerted way, and so we brought on Melissa as the intern this year, and her task was to sort of organize it and create a website for it.
Big task, wasn't it, Melissa?
Oh, yeah.
How did you go about putting it together?
Well, it was mostly a problem for me because before I did this internship, I don't really know anything about Ireland or Irish literature, so a big task was just, you know, immersing myself in what we had there that for the Irish literature collection. And so the biggest task for me was just learning what we had and how important it was and how relevant it was, because I really had no idea before I went in.
How long did it take you to do this?
Oh, it took me a couple months. I finished it in December and I started it in October. So, and the majority of that was just figuring out what we could do with it. After that, figuring out what we had and what part was relevant was really easy. It was just the knowledge part that I had to gain.
I'm impressed you did it in 2 months. I'm not a technical person. It probably would have taken me 2 years at least, or maybe 2 decades to put something like that together.
Well, I only focused on that for those couple months. So when you're really in it to get it and that's all you're thinking about, it goes pretty quickly.
Kevin, why was it important to establish this website?
Because we need to make our collections more available, not just to our UC community, but to the world as well. And our intent was, we have some unique materials in there. They're not available anywhere else in the world. Primarily 99 handwritten notebooks on the history of Irish theater dating back to the 18th century. But most of the resource information for that collection was destroyed in the Irish Civil War. So what we have written down there is the only account. So it was important for us to get a handle on this, but to make it available for courses at UC for scholars, but to make it available for scholars and students throughout the world.
Give me some examples. Maybe you two can kind of work together on this. And some examples of some of the books and some of the authors who are in this collection.
Well, I'll let Melissa do that because she categorized it.
Right.
She's been living it for 2 months straight.
Yeah. Well, we have like different categories like the Enlightenment, the Irish Literary Revival, drama, etc. And some of the ones for note, I actually had a girl in one of my classes come up to me because she had just seen the website because President Ono had posted on Facebook about it. And she was like, I had no idea that UC had a first edition of James Joyce's Dubliners. And I was like, oh, yeah, we do. And it was really cool. And she's like, am I able to go see it? And I'm like, well, if you make an appointment, sure, I'm sure you could come see it. But there are a lot of things in our collection that a lot of, especially English majors, found really cool, like the James Joyce first edition, or we have signed copies of some Yeats, etc. Like, we just have a lot of really cool standalone things, I think.
Yeah, and part of this, too, a few years ago, Jerry Newman, who was our associate dean for collections, and Edgar Slotkin, who's now professor emeritus of English and an Irish literary scholar, they brought in a collection of materials in Irish that had been published during the Gaelic Revival in the early 1900s through the likes of Yeats and Lady Gregory. And this stuff is very brittle and very rare. So we wanted to make sure that we got a handle on that and that that could be available too. So the website was really designed to draw people in.
Melissa, what was it like handling all those rare books and documents? did it give you a sense of history? Kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Were you awestruck doing this?
Oh, yeah. Because this is my first time really working with some of these like really rare first editions. Like, I'm a book lover. I'm an English major, and I love all things books. And so just getting to really look at it. I did have like kind of like an outer body experience where I was like, I can't believe I am touching this book, or like the signed books or the books that have annotations from the authors to their publishers. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm really in it right now.
That's incredible. Did you run into any difficulties doing this along the way, or anything that surprised you?
Any of the difficulties were really just putting together the website, because as an English major, I'm not really technologically advanced in any way. So it was a learning process in that regard. But I would have to say that was the only real trouble or hurdle I had to jump personally.
She's selling herself short. She's done quite well helping us with technology.
Well, actually, it sounds like it was somewhat of a daunting task to do this. I mean, you're handling rare books and rare documents, and you're trying to put them into a manageable form on the website. That's a big job.
And she accomplished it very well. We essentially gave her free rein to come up with a design for the website. I helped her with categories that we needed to focus on, but it was really all her doing.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. You can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Kevin, how does this website, how does it benefit researchers, and for that matter, anyone who might be interested in Irish history and Irish culture?
Well, it tells them what we have, and so they can come in and use it. We're completely open to the public in the Archives and Rare Books Library. So we encourage people to use our collections. We're not a museum. Everything should be handled. But part of this, too, is there is this consortium called the Irish Literary Portal, and it's the major universities in the United States that have significant Irish collections, Boston University, Notre Dame, Emory. And our goal is to become part of that as well so that we can share resources.
Now, these are complete works we're seeing online, or are these just samples? I can actually read an entire book.
No, we haven't done that. Okay. What this site does is tell you what the collection is about and what it contains. Eventually, we hope to digitize those Irish theater notebooks, and then they will be available online. Part of my task in the next few months is to build a relationship with other institutions, National Library of Ireland, University of Bristol in England, that also have some similar material. And hopefully at some point, all of this material will be available online.
Melissa, what processes did you work through for digitizing these books? How did you go about protecting them from harm or damage?
I didn't really have a specific process, mostly just to make sure that you weren't handling them, you know, obtrusely or anything like that. You just had to know that you had to be really careful and obviously wash your hands before touching anything.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Was this something that was it took 2 months to do, but was this something that you were thinking about doing maybe several years ago, or what was the process that led up to doing this project?
I've been thinking about it for the past 30 years.
Okay.
Other things have gotten in the way, but this was always one of our treasure areas, I think, that could be used a lot more effectively than it had been. So when Melissa applied for our internship that we award every year, it was an opportunity to have someone with a major in English, with a publishing knowledge, to be able to take general direction and then fly with it. So, we've been thinking about it a while, but you have to wait till the right person comes along. So the right person came along.
And how much interest did the library have in these books before the website? I mean, are these books sought after by a lot of scholars?
Yeah, they are. A lot of it happened when Edgar Slotkin was still on faculty before he retired. But we do get a lot of requests for it, and it's not only to study history, but urban culture, drama, as I said before. So they've gotten a lot of use, and when something starts to get a lot of use, then that's the impetus to make it even more available.
Well, how many there are a lot of rare books, obviously, at UC's facility. Mm-hmm. How many websites do you have? Is this one of many or just one of a few that you've put up so far?
It's one of a growing number. We have a general website for archives and rare books, but Melissa has developed the Irish Literary website, and she's working on a few others. We have one we're creating called the Zosimus Project, And our intent with that is to have people, as they travel throughout the world, to take photos and information of buskers or street performers and then send it back to us, because these are so ephemeral. We want to document it forever and make UC libraries a destination point for world research in this regard. So she's working on that. Our Ambrose Bierce letters, Ohio-born writer, and our Southwest Ohio folklore collection. She's working on that too. So these websites are building as we go along.
How much of the collection actually is on? In other words, of the total that you have at UC, how much would you say is actually available on the web right now?
I'd say very small percentage. When you're talking about a library of over 4 million volumes and I don't know how many thousands of feet of archival material, it takes a while to get this on. But a step in that direction was when we digitized 8,000 images of the old subway project in Cincinnati and street improvements. So, you know, as funds and time becomes available, we're tackling one collection at a time.
I might have missed this. Melissa, did you build the site as well, design it, or did you work with someone else at UC to create that?
I had a lot of help with Sue, who also works at the Archives and Rare Books Library, but we decided to create this website through WordPress. UC owns a site through WordPress, and that's what we decided to do. So I designed it and put it together insofar that I was able to use some of the things that WordPress gives you, but otherwise I had free rein with it.
Okay, so you used available software and technology out there to do all this.
Right.
That's pretty impressive. 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. And how does somebody access the website?
Well, they can access it just over the internet, and with that is also our contact information. So if they're interested in a particular area, a particular genre of Irish history and literature, or a particular volume like the James Joyce copy of the Dubliners, they simply call us up, they come in, we make it available to them.
So it's as easy as that?
It's as easy as that. Yeah, within our open hours.
Right. And of course, it's part of what you're saying. You want to make all these wonderful books and documents available to the public.
Yeah, and our job is to not only do that, but to help teachers and students at UC in their research. So, yeah, it's our ultimate function there.
Now, Melissa, you're an English major. Has this swayed you to study more Irish literature?
I would definitely say so, mostly because now I definitely have at least a knowledge base of it. And there were a lot of authors that I wasn't even aware that they were Irish. So that definitely piqued my interest. But I have an affinity for all literature regardless. So
okay. And Kevin, you're getting ready to lead a group of students on a trip to Ireland.
We're actually going to Edinburgh.
Edinburgh
on Friday. Scotland. Yeah, last year we went to Dublin, but this year we're going to Edinburgh, and Melissa's going on that trip too. And it's a way of studying how oral literature becomes written literature, but also how a different culture approaches the written word. And Edinburgh is a UNESCO city of literature, so it's perfect.
Time to take a phone call here. Tana in Westchester. Good afternoon, Tana. How are you?
Good, good.
What's your question?
Well, my question was from Melissa. I'm a UC graduate, and I was just wondering how you came to this opportunity for your internship.
Good question. Thanks, Tana.
Great question. I am part of a mailing list, and I got an email saying that the Archives and Rare Books Library was looking for an annual intern. And I had actually applied for the internship last year, but I didn't get it. So this year I just applied and had an interview with Kevin, and here we are.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple. So you're rattling off a list of other projects. What's the next one coming up?
Gosh. Well, Melissa is still working on converting some of our old exhibits, old web pages to the new system. But the Zosimus one is one that's dear to my heart, and I hope that takes off as well.
And how many students are going to go on that trip to Scotland?
20 of them.
You have any plans to celebrate St. Patrick's Day while you're in Scotland?
We've been asked about that. And apparently Edinburgh does have a sizable Irish population, and they've got some events going on. So we'll be doing something.
Well, Kevin and Melissa, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
UC Rare Books Library Head Archivist Kevin Grace and UC student Melissa Schirmer.